This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. The Justice Department says a second warrant has been issued in New York in connection with the terrorist attack on Tuesday. The FBI believes the man named in the warrant has material information that will help the investigation. It has been 4 days since the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and the investigation continues around the country and around the world. We'll have expanded coverage throughout the evening. Tonight, the Justice Department says 25 people are being held in the custody of the Immigration and Naturalization Service. Joining us on the line to talk about it is NPR's Barbara Bradley. Barbara, first of all, what do we know about this new warrant that's been issued in New York?
Well, we don't know a whole lot. We know that a warrant has been issued, that person is not yet in FBI custody. It's possible that he's in the custody of the INS. But we don't know that yet. The Justice Department says that we can expect several more warrants. They won't say when, but it looks like we're going to be seeing a lot more warrants. Now, earlier today, another man was arrested because the FBI believed that he had information concerning the attack. He was detained. He was the man who was detained on Wednesday night at Kennedy Airport. He was carrying a fictitious FAA pilot's license. He was arrested not because he was not cooperating with authorities, and apparently he's still not cooperating. So they're going to hang on to him. They wanted to hang on to him. They think he's got information, and they're going to just keep questioning him.
And what about the 25 people in INS custody? What do we know about them?
We know two things. First, that some of them are cooperating, which is a big help for the FBI. They're not necessarily suspects, but they may know people who are connected to the attacks. Two of the people that they have in custody were picked up in Texas. They were taken from an Amtrak train in Fort Worth, and they're believed to have had the same kind of box cutters, you know, the ones that the hijackers are believed to have used. The FBI believes they might have information about the attack, and what I'm hearing is that they actually are cooperating, so that would be very helpful. Now, the FBI has a big dilemma with all these 25 people. The INS is only allowed to hold them without charging them for a reasonable amount of time, no more than about 72 hours. So soon they're going to have to bring criminal charges against them or release them.
Now, what's been found at the scenes of the plane crashes, Barbara?
I confirmed earlier today that searchers have found one body, or at least part of a body, of a flight attendant at the World Trade Center. Apparently, she had her hands tied behind her back with wire. They've also found some black boxes, as you know. And on that score, I've got to tell you, Lisa, it's not entirely good news. They found the voice and flight data recorders for the planes that landed at the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania. The voice recorder from the Pentagon flight seems to be damaged. There's concern that it's damaged, and they're sending it to the manufacturer to see if they can get any conversations off of it. They're also trying to get data off of the flight recorder, which they think will soon know things like how fast the plane was going when it slammed into the Pentagon. Now, at the Pennsylvania site, they've sent the flight data recorder to the manufacturer. There's also concern that voice recorder is damaged, which would be too bad because that was a plane where people apparently were resisting, and it would be nice to hear those conversations right before the plane crashed.
Barbara, the president has called Osama bin Laden, the Saudi fugitive, the prime suspect. What's going on with the surveillance of bin Laden's associates?
Well, as it's pretty interesting. As one source put it, told me today, the attorney general and the FBI director have really gotten religion on this. See, in the past year or so, the Justice Department has really toned down its attempts to get these secret search warrants. They're called FISAs. And FISAs are used when the government suspects someone is a spy or a terrorist or some threat to national security. They're easier to get than regular search warrants, but they're harder to use in criminal cases. But they're a great investigative tool. They let the FBI tap phones and computers and put bugs in people's houses and things like that. At any rate, for some time, the Justice Department has not been approving these secret search warrants. In fact, the FBI has known of about 20 people who are believed to be associates with Osama bin Laden. But until Tuesday, until the attacks, they couldn't get permission to surveil those people. Only one person who was a suspected associate of bin Laden was being watched. But in the past few days, the Justice Department has asked for and received FISA warrants to watch 10 more people. And DOJ lawyers are apparently working around the clock, literally, getting these search warrants out. My source expects that the number of warrants will jump to 20 within the next week or so.
NPR's Barbara Bradley at the Justice Department. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.